Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We're taking your calls right now on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067 about the latest buzz around J.J. McCarthy. Will he be the number two pick here for the Washington Commanders in the upcoming NFL draft? In case you missed it, here's the Tom Pelissero audio from yesterday at the owners' meetings in Orlando when he was asked what he thinks the Commanders will do with the number two pick, more specifically Adam Peters, what he will do.
Really interesting because everybody's always trying to figure out, especially graph, what the other teams are doing. When I've had conversations here with executives for other teams who know Adam Peters well, know the situation well, the most popular answer for what they do at number two is J.J. McCarthy. So a lot of drama still to come.
So are you buying that first and foremost? And would you like to see J.J. McCarthy as the number two overall pick over Drake May, over Jaden Daniels? 800-636-1067 is the number.
Where else did you see Drake? Now, let's get these stories all straight. Somebody else said they could see, or Harbaugh saying he would take him one, or he thinks the Bears will do it?
He just thinks he's the best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah,
he thinks.
Okay.
He hasn't said he thinks Chicago's going to take him.
No, he hasn't said that.
He just said he's the best quarterback in the draft.
Right.
Best player in the draft, I think.
Right. I don't know, man. And then I listened to, you know, Adam Peters.
That being said, if Caleb Williams played for him at Michigan, he probably would say Caleb
Here's a wild scenario.
Has he said that about every quarterback he's ever played for him?
Well, no, but I mean, this is... I mean, J.J. McCarthy is in the mix for the top two pick.
If you're Adam Peters, do you call up Jim Harbaugh, who clearly has
of course,
a stirring in his pants, and say, hey, you want J.J. McCarthy, let's swap picks, and how about you deal us Justin Herbert? I mean, I'm just thinking outside of the box
Like,
why wouldn't you move down to five, get Justin Herbert, and then your quarterback situation
seems
to be solved?
Because
he's not going to do that.
Well, hold on. I'm just throwing it out there. Like,
no way he believes J.J. McCarthy's better than Justin Herbert.
He may not believe that, but maybe he'd rather work with McCarthy
than
work with him in college.
It's a great thought.
I think he took the job. He took the Chargers job, knowing, hey, I've got a franchise quarterback.
I'm just spitballing.
Listen, I don't think it's a terrible thought.
If I'm Adam Peters, I'm thinking of every single scenario.
Can I give an alternative to the thought? I like it. And I actually think Harbaugh would at least ponder it for a second.
I think Harbaugh is outside of the box enough that he would think about it.
He would ponder it. Is Herbert still young enough, knowing that we're years away from competing, that you want to do that versus getting a young 22-year-old or 23-year-old?
That's where Dan Quinn, that's where
I know, I'm asking
Kingsbury
you.
Come in.
I'm asking you.
I think he's still young enough.
Was he 27 maybe?
Yeah, he's not that old. The problem is he's making a ton of money.
Not even.
Like, you'd be getting... whatever quarterback you pick at number two at a rookie wage scale salary.
Right.
And that way you improve the rest of your team.
And you bring in Herbert. He's probably still not going to win for another 2 years.
He might not. Or he could instantly elevate the team.
I mean, he's going to instantly elevate you, for sure.
And then there's no growth curve for your quarterback. You've got your starting quarterback ready to go from day one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just thinking of what Adam Peters,
I wonder how the Commanders fans feel. Because when we take calls on who you want, a lot of the Commanders fans want Daniels.
Right.
And
well, here's I'll tell you how I'll tell
over
you how they
May
feel.
And even over Caleb.
No, so, I'll tell you how they feel. They now, hate the idea.
Now, oh, they
it's
do. Just,
it's so
oh.
it's hysterical
they
to me.
Hate the idea. I like it. They hate it.
I just whoever they pick, I just hope it hits.
The narrative on JJ McCarthy is he sucks.
System guy.
It was all running. Mm-hmm. He threw four passes in college.
Definitely
what
has
are
to
they
overcome
doing?
That.
You
but
know,
it sounds like he's overcoming it.
It's hysterical that Commanders fans are hating each other because you're either Team May or Team
right,
Daniels.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's this curveball.
Now they've been
they're pulling their hairs
other.
Out right now.
No, people
hate it. It's hysterical to me.
I think he'd be a great option. I think Daniels would be a great option. May be a great option. He's not my guy. He's Lurch's guy. So hopefully he hits.
Well, I mean, if you believe what you're hearing, they're swaying
but
from that.
If I'm Peters, I still
they're not on him.
I still would feel like the price tag at number two for McCarthy is a little high. Like I would want to move down a pick or two and accumulate some extra draft capital.
Right.
Now, if he gets snaked away from me by somebody else jumping in front of me, so be it. I have to have backup plans, but I don't know. McCarthy at number two just seems like a rich price.
But there
where
really
he's
is
coming that, from.
There's really no if it's two or four and he's the best quarterback, you're going to take him at number two. Take him at number two.
Yeah.
And not going to monkey around with it.
Yes, they are. That's correct.
I agree. I totally agree. But it is funny that when I retweeted that bit yesterday, the people just mocking the idea of JJ going number two and coming here to the Commanders.
Not big fans.
No. He doesn't have a big fan base here. Now, I don't think that should factor in at all.
They're mocking it like they don't think it can happen, or they're mocking it
because
they hate it.
They hate the idea of him.
Yeah.
And listen, I get it. JJ or Jaden Daniels is way more exciting, way flashier. You know, you're praying he's going to be our version of Lamar, but I mean, you got to look at all the possibilities. And JJ might be somebody that everyone just slept on because, you know, they
possible.
Had more of a pro-style offense, right, in Michigan?
Sure. A lot of under-center
so,
stuff.
So, you know, he might be more adept at quickly at being ready. And if
but,
you listen to what –
But to be fair
– Was it Zolak that said the best footwork he's ever seen or has seen in recent years?
Yep.
Yeah, it has worked
Light
out.
Years ahead of Caleb's?
Well, Orlovsky did a whole thing yesterday on Jaden, and he basically said he has the same exact throw and motion as C.J. Stroud. The same exact type
that Jaden Daniels has.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels has.
Okay. CJ Stroud comp is a good comp at this point. Like you're going to take that. You're going to buy into that.
All right, let's take some calls. How are you feeling about this? The latest that Tom Pelissero reported yesterday that people he's talking to, and I don't know, it's just a general term, NFL execs from around the league, who knows who they are. Believe
well,
that
sure
McCarthy will be the number two pick.
Let's go to Reese, St. Mary's. Reese, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy? How y'all doing?
What's up, Reese?
What's up, bro?
All right. I don't think he's been battle tested. I'd rather take a man that's been battle tested and not just anybody, because anybody can do a pro day on time.
You don't think he's been battle tested at Michigan?
Yeah, but not the way. Not and he didn't do what he posed. He didn't do the things that he did to be number one or number two or number three. I want a guy that already know what he can do and how he's performed out there. I wouldn't take a chance on getting him. And I mean, if that's the case, you might as well move down and go get him and get other picks. Then, if that's the case, then I see him doing that. Or I like with what he said. Yeah, if he's that good, you take him and give us the other quarterback that you do.
Caleb? No, I don't want Caleb.
No, he's saying Herbert, right? You're saying Justin
Herbert.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Herbert.
If you read this, because this is how you win. If you think he's better than Herbert, if this is how you win, you win because you ain't got to pay Herbert and you got him for 3 or 4 years. See how smart he is. If you want him, then and trade us like that. If he don't want to trade us, then you know all that stuff he's talking is just hoopla.
Right. I believe it is, but who knows?
Yes, sir.
Well,
thank
we'll
you.
See. I mean,
right,
J.J. McCarthy went to back-to-back college football playoffs.
Yeah,
I mean, he's,
I think he's been battle-tested.
He won a national championship. Yeah. I mean, he's certainly been battle-tested as a player.
Yeah.
Now, he's not putting up the stats that some of these other guys are. But, look, if Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Kingsbury, they all look at all these quarterbacks and go, he's the best. They're going to take him at two.
Look, I just think he just looks so smooth and athletic when I've seen him play. I mean, he hasn't put up dramatic numbers, but, I mean, he just looks the part to me.
If anything, J.J. McCarthy is so much more battle-tested than Jaden Daniels or Drake May.
100%.
Or even Caleb Williams.
I mean...
Yeah. In terms of battle testing, correct. Yeah. Yeah, he's played in bigger games.
Play at Michigan for 100,000 people multiple times. Well, How many times?
It's a playoff. Goes to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a 3-year starter.
Yeah.
National championship games.
He didn't opt out of his bowl game like Caleb Williams. He actually had something to play for.
you sent me a video of Caleb that is wild. That's all I'm going to say.
I can tell you're on tilt.
Oh, my God. It kind of falls in line with some other thoughts I might have had. All right, let's go to... Let's go to Reggie. Reggie's really upset. Reggie, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Reggie?
Hey, buddy.
There's no way you could pick this trash at number two.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when does the tape stop mattering? Like, when do you just ignore the tape and look at a dude in a pro day where nobody's chasing him? We watched the Michigan. Michigan was probably, what, maybe 45%? JJ? Come on, you cannot pick this clown at number two.
Reggie, don't you think Adam Peters has watched multiple game tapes of JJ McCarthy? He's not just watching what he does in the pro day.
And that's why I'm trusting him, because if this bozo drafts this dude at number two, what is special? Tell me what's special.
Are you going to question
him? Number
two
is supposed to be franchise changing. No doubt it's special. When he gets on the field, you know it's going to be electricity.
Well, probably, you know, when you watch from Michigan, it's not kind of blowing you away on what he can do. But maybe in the pro days, if they say, all right, we can put him in a different offense that's not heavy run, he does all the analytics and all the metrics.
What is it that you don't like? You don't like the 5-1 touchdown interception ratio, or you don't like the 72%? Completion percent. What is it that you don't like?
Okay, hold on. EB, if you're throwing bubble screens, if you're throwing 6-yard passes, if you're throwing 9 passes a game,
yard per attempt was almost 10 yards.
EB, I don't know how much you watch college football like myself and maybe Lurks. There's no way you're telling
me Michigan a decent amount.
McCarthy was the second best quarterback last year. No, not even a year before.
Maybe not overall in college, but what you're projecting, how's he going to fit at the pro level? I don't think anybody thought...
Is he going to fit into Kingsbury offense of what we know it to be? No. No.
Why not? He's athletic. Really? He can run.
He can actually move.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man. Y'all cannot... I'm going to pull my eyeballs out. You cannot draft this bum at number two.
You're acting like we're pulling the trigger on who's getting drafted.
I understand that. But then also,
I am influential. We are influential.
Are you going to question Adam Peters
Absolutely.
And Dan Quinn if he takes
Absolutely.
McCarthy?
Absolutely. And then also, what is going to give me kind of... Right now, I'm remaining somewhat calm. We didn't even know Dan Quinn was going to be the coach. Everybody kept saying, Ben Johnson. No, we're going to do our due diligence. We're going to hold tight. Nobody knows anything about this organization right now versus, you know, years prior.
Well, I know this. So they're speculation, in better hands personnel-wise now than they've been in
Thanks,
the last
Reg.
30 years. With Adam Peters and the crew that he's bringing in, I trust them more implicitly than Ron, than anybody that Dan brought in during his 25-plus years here. So you have to trust them to do what they're hired to do.
I think
we have the best decision maker since Vasily and Bethard.
I find this hysterical. I find it hysterical.
People are already attacking Adam. They have the knives out already.
That if Adam Peters takes J.J. McCarthy number
two. They're
going
to jump off the bandwagon.
They hate him.
They don't trust him.
They're going to have their pitchforks ready.
It's
hysterical to me.
It's pretty funny.
Everyone, this guy can't do anything wrong, and now all of a sudden they're not going to go get their guy, and they're going to go be ballistic because they draft J.J. McCarthy number two.
But that's how these fans are, man. They're so reactionary. I mean, it's just one guy's report.
Right.
You know, I mean, we have no idea if Peter's going to take a two.
I think
it's just one guy's report.
I think
report.
It just shows, though, that this anything is in play.
Yes.
Anything is in play.
I would agree with that.
I'll tell you, the real wrinkle will be if Harbaugh's right and Chicago falls in love with him.
That would be, like, if his name goes number one.
Hey, send that video to Lurch. Send that video to Lurch.
Drab said it last week, though. He says, how do we not know they're so tight-lipped? How do we not know they like JJ? Drab literally said this last week.
Yeah.
And we just kind of scoffed at it, and now it's all coming true.
No, I think I want to take credit, not Drabby. I've been hyping up JJ for a couple weeks. I went on the air. Said,
I don't know. I don't know what you like. Yeah. You like so much stuff.
You like Jaden.
Yeah. That's why I had Mike Marr move. JJ's on my board, not on any of these
spreading
other guys'
his chips all over the table.
Yeah, I mean, like, didn't you move Penix to number two last week?
I like Penix too.
All right, he likes Penix. He likes he likes.
Who don't
I know?
Like?
Daniels.
Wait, I know Caleb.
I'm not on Caleb. I'm not really a Drake May guy.
You won't move Caleb off the board. You won't move Caleb off your board.
I might. I don't like Caleb, and I don't. I'm not in love with Drake May. I don't know
going
what
on the food ball
Orlovsky
list.
Saw or whoever saw Hasselbeck. It is the greatest thing ever.
Show Jason the video.
Jason,
just email it to me. It's fine.
There's a video. Where was he? Is that the game last night or something?
Well, he went to the USC women's game, I'm guessing.
Yes, he was in attendance.
He's a different dude, man. That's all I'm going to say. He's different. Let's go to...
Did he have his fingernails painted again?
I think he did, too. Did you see that? Were the fingernails painted again?
Yep. Although the guy at Duke, who put Jared McCain, this freshman, he's on TikTok everywhere. He's got his fingernails painted. I mean, guys just do that now.
Well, they're stupid.
I mean, I wouldn't
all
do it.
Those guys are stupid.
But people would do it.
Let's go to Jimmy, Mechanicsville. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, I am definitely a JJ supporter. I think him and Jaden are pretty close, but you guys enlightened me on one factor. And, you know, you all know I'm a howler. So this is a how factor. You guys were mentioning about throws under pressure and that Jaden was in the how range and JJ was the best. That's the end of the conversation right there. If they're dead, if it's almost a dead heat.
No. JJ was the best experience. In terms of under pressure. I mean, it was Penix. Penix is the one who's
Penix.
Yeah. But I think JJ
but
was
he's up
better.
There, right?
But JJ is definitely better than Jaden. Jaden's one of the worst.
Yeah, that's my factor right there, my de facto, because after the Howe thing and I bit so hard on Howe and then that played out to be so true, I'm not biting again on that one.
Right.
If you can't throw under pressure, I'm out.
Right. So, okay, thank you, Jimmy.
That's my maple. All right, guys, take care. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to pivot when we come back. We're going to talk about the Caps. They've got a huge game tonight against the Detroit Red Wings. Tariq El-Bashir, who covers the Caps for Monumental Sports, he'll join us next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have just about 35 minutes. We'll get back into the NFL draft talk with Tony Pauline. He's coming on the show at 8 o'clock, so you don't want to miss that. But right now, joining us on the BetQL guest hotline, our pal Tariq El-Bashir, covers the Capitals for Monumental Sports Network. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Tariq_El-Bashir. Tariq, good morning.
Good morning, junkies.
Welcome to the day of the biggest game of the year for the Washington Capitals. I don't think that's hyperbole, Tariq. I mean, you look at the standings. Capitals are currently the number two wild card. They're ahead of the visiting team tonight at Capital One. The Red Wings come in at 78 points. Caps with 79. I mean, it's going to be a battle to the finish here. And let's not also discount the fact that the Caps have two games in hand against the Flyers, who are currently the three seed in the Metro. And, they close the season against Philly. So a lot of playoff implications, not only tonight, but down the stretch here for the Caps.
Yeah. I can't disagree with you there. I mean, the way I'm looking at the standings, the Capitals have two realistic pathways to the playoffs, which is great. Tonight is absolutely massive. If they were to win in regulation over the Red Wings, like you said, I mean, they go up 3 points with a game in hand on a Red Wings team that's been kind of struggling as of late. And now they've also got the Flyers. You know, the Flyers are at the Rangers tonight. If they were to lose, You have two pathways to the postseason, and who would have thought just a couple of weeks ago? I mean, I think a lot of people had left the Capitals for dead. They had sold off at the deadline. They weren't playing very well, and then bam! All of a sudden, 5-1, and they're right back in the thick of things.
How would you grade Carbs' first season here as the head man for the Washington Capitals? I mean, he's really had to thread the needle of incorporating new young players, guys coming up from Hershey all the time. You know, watching Ovi chase Gretzky for a while, we're just like, they're not going to make the playoffs. Now it's all about Ovi scoring goals, but now they're back in the playoff hunt. So he's had to kind of work that. You're shuffling off pieces at the trade deadline.
When was the last time that's happened?
You're getting rid of Mantha, a guy who's a 20-goal scorer, and then you know, he has them contending for a playoff spot.
When was the last time a team was a seller at the deadline and still made a push? And, like, if the season ended today, he'd be in the playoffs.
Right. Also with a minus 27 goal differential. You know? So, like, it's not possible.
Guys, if the Capitals make the playoffs, I'd be very surprised if he's not voted the Jack Adams Award winner. I mean, he would be the coach of the year, given the fact, like you said, they sold off at the deadline. You know, there have been teams in the not-so-distant past that have sold off at the deadline, but also maybe added a piece or two, or maybe sold off at the deadline because they had young superstars in the making that were just ready for bigger roles. But that isn't exactly what's happening here. You've just got a coach in Spencer Carberry who's got total buy-in right now. You know, it took a while. And you know, another thing, guys, look at this roster now compared to what this roster was on the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. It is totally different. He has totally shaped this roster and fashioned it in the way that he wants it. And, you know, 1 year into a four-year contract, I mean, this guy, if he continues to get the most out of this roster the way he is right now, I mean, this team could be on could be a contender again in a couple of years. I mean, he's just doing such an outstanding job. And like you said, threading a needle. I mean, he had to get the young guys up to speed, get them performing at an NHL level. He had to connect with the older guys who, you know, are just a couple years younger than he is, right? They probably were wondering what's going on here. You know, they didn't have that experience with Spencer down in Hershey. So threading a needle is an excellent term to describe what he's doing right now. And look, if they're able to finish this thing off, and right now Money Puck has their playoff odds at 59%. That is the highest that I've seen since probably December. I think you might be looking at Coach of the Year.
Wow. I said he would get votes, but you think if they actually qualify, he would be voted Coach of the Year. That's pretty awesome.
I do think that there would be a groundswell of support. Look, sometimes it goes to the team that blows away the competition. I personally don't like that way of thinking. I mean, if you're a coach and you got the best players, you should be, you know, in first place in the league. To me, the coach of the year is the guy who does the most with the least.
So you tweeted this yesterday, and John Carlson basically echoed it in the post game, I guess, over the win against the Jets, that Ovi's just putting this team on his back now and carrying them to a playoff spot. Alex Ovechkin is the first player. You tweeted this. He's the first player age 38 or older to score 8 or more goals in a 5-game span in NHL history. Also, the second player age 38 or older to score 18-plus goals in a 24-game span. He's joining Gordie Howe at age 40. He did that back in 1969. So, like, a month and a half ago, we're like, is Ovi going to get to 15 goals? Is he going to get to 15 or 17 goals? Like, that was the bar. And now it's like, he's going to score 30. Like, right. It was that quick. It's crazy.
I mean, what a roller coaster, guys. You know, we go back even further than the beginning of the season. You know, at the end of last year, everyone's like, man, not only is Ovi going to pass Gretzky, he's going to obliterate that record. He's going to end up with 900-some goals. And then you get to the first month and a half of the season, you're like, uh-oh, did Father Time finally catch up to him? Is he going to get to 20? And then he starts scoring again when he gets back from the All-Star break, and it's like, okay, all right, here we go. And then just the last 5 games, 8 goals. I mean, you know, like you said, 26 of the season, definitely, I shouldn't say definitely, but should get 30 this season, which would tie him with Mike Gartner for the most 30-goal season. That's 18 in 19 years. Mm. I mean, again, like you said, just strapping the team to his back. and getting the job done. But, you know, you can't have that conversation without also mentioning Charlie Lindgren.
Absolutely.
That guy is doing yeoman's work.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's been awesome.
He has been one of the best goaltenders with the rare exception here and there over the past couple of months in the entire league. You look at his goals saved above expected. I mean, it's somewhere around 7 goals right now. I mean, it's what he's doing. Remember, this is not a guy who had, you know, several years as a number one goalie and, you know, winning playoff games. Here's a guy who it took a long time for him to find his foothold in the NHL. And then last year he kind of had that breakout month of December. And this year he has seized the number one job and run with it. And getting back to what we were saying before about Spencer Carberry, you know, the job he's doing is outstanding, but the job that Lindgren is doing is just as important because in a lot of ways Lindgren is kind of papering over some of the deficiencies that this roster currently has. And, you know, when you have a goaltender – who's performing at that level, it really can make a difference.
All right, so let's talk about tonight. All right, so the last time Detroit played the Caps, they beat them 8-3. They beat the Caps 8-3, and then Detroit went on a losing streak. I think they lost 7 or 8 in a row after that. And like you said, they've been struggling. I think they've lost 7 of their last 10. What's the key tonight? What is Detroit, you know, what's their strength? I see they've given up a bunch of goals, but, you know, with Chuck, the way he's playing, should keep them at bay, but what's the key tonight for the Caps?
Yeah, look, Detroit's a fast, skilled, young team up front and really deep. They've got to contain some of that speed. They've got to also score. I mean, this Capitals team has really turned things around by scoring a lot of goals the last few games. You know, if you look at the last, I don't know, 6-7 games for the Caps, goals for up, goals against down, the power play has been lights out for the Capitals, 44% during this 5-1-0 stretch, which is the best in the league. So get on the power play and go to work. Let Ovi get another goal or two. But look, again, getting back to what we were saying about Charlie Lindgren, again, he's the key. If this team makes the playoffs, it's going to be because he willed this team to the playoffs. But you know, take advantage of a Red Wings team that, you know, isn't playing their best hockey of the season right now. The Caps, I'm sure they remember how badly they got beaten just a few weeks ago up there in Detroit and want to return the favor here at home.
What do you think Mac does going forward with Lindgren? He only has 1 year left on his deal. I think it's a very team-friendly, like $1.1 million against the cap, somewhere around there. Like, does Mac look into extending him? Because the plan wasn't, we all know this, the plan was not for Lindgren to be the number one. The plan was for Darcy Kemper, who they gave big money to a couple off seasons ago, to be the number one, and Lindgren spells him whenever needed. It's flip-flopped, obviously. But what's the plan for Lindgren going forward, if any, at this point?
I'll tell you, the goaltending situation is really, really interesting right now because, again, like you said, you got Charlie Lindgren, you know, making $1.1 million. He sees the number one role. Darcy Kemper hasn't had the season that he would have liked or the team expected, making over $5 million and locked in for a few more years. And then you got this kid down in Hershey, and I say kid, he's 24 years old, Clay Stevenson, who's leading the league right now, leading the AHL in save percentage, goals against, shutouts, I mean, basically every meaningful category. Now, yes, the Bears are an outstanding team, but at some point you got to carve out a spot for this guy. He's shown you that he's ready to take the reins in the NHL or is very close to. He has not played a game yet. He came up as a backup early in the season, but didn't get into any games. But when you have a player in the minors who's performing like that, and they've already locked him up, they re-signed him to a long-term deal, 3-year deal back in December, they've got some decisions to make with regard to goaltending. I mean, I think they clearly want to see how this season finishes out. Does Charlie finish as strong as he's been over the last couple of months? I don't see any indications that there's any fade in his game. You know, I think maybe – you know, February wasn't as good as early in the season for Charlie, but that happens. It's a long year. He's played a lot of hockey, but he's bounced back and been really strong these last few games. I'm not saying that you're going to go, you know, Charlie and then maybe bring up Clay Stevenson, who doesn't have any NHL experience, but at some point you're going to want to start rotating Stevenson in, and maybe that starts next year. So the good news is the Capitals seem to be in pretty good shape at the game's most important position.
Man, how about Stromer, his last four games?
Yeah.
He's got six assists in his last four games. Mm-hmm. He does have one goal. He scored in the Calgary game out there. But, man, he's been consistent. He's got 58 points, which is tied with Ovi. Man, he's just been really solid.
You know, he's another player who just needed a chance.
Right.
You know, he just needed someone to believe in him and give him the minutes and put him on the power play and put him with good players and just deal with some of the ups and downs of a long season for, I think he's 26 now, so not necessarily a young player, but I feel like he just never was able to get that belief from teams that he played for previously. And again, getting back to the job Carberry, he has carved out a role for everyone on this team. You know, whether you're a power play guy, whether you're a first line guy, whether you're a penalty kill guy, everyone feels like they are a part of this, and that's Carberry's doing, and he's got everyone pulling on that rope with the same amount of strength, with the same force, in the same direction right now, and Strom is one of those guys. You know, again, he also seems to be getting better every single year. So, I mean, the sky's the limit for Strom, 26 years old. I mean, you know, he's most likely going to be the first-line center going into next season, and good for him for taking advantage of this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Tarek, have fun down at Capital One tonight, man. 12-game sprint to the finish. We'll be watching you on Monumental tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Tarek El-Bashir, Caps reporter for Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Tarek_El-Bashir. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Coming up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At 8 o'clock in just about 15 minutes, Tony Pauline, editor and NFL draft analyst at SportsKeeda.com, will join us. We'll ask him about the latest buzz around J.J. McCarthy, potentially to the Commanders at 2 and more. That's coming up at 8. But we wanted to touch on Diddy.
Diddy's in trouble.
Things not looking great for Diddy right now.
Diddy is not looking good.
Federal agents raided homes in L.A. and the Miami area on Monday that are connected to the hip-hop mogul Sean Combs, a person with knowledge of the case said. Homeland Security investigations carried out the raids but did not provide details about the case, including whether Mr. Combs was a target or which criminal charges were being investigated.
Oh, he's definitely a target.
Oh, yeah.
Combs has been accused of sexual assault and sex trafficking in multiple civil lawsuits over the last several months.
He doesn't look like he's in a good state of mind here pacing around the Miami airport.
No. He doesn't. He looks like a guy who knows.
He's guilty.
Yeah. He looks like, you know, the jig is up. It's over.
Now, who knows if he was on the flight, but I guess he was. He was on his private jet and flew to the Caribbean island of Antigua.
No, he's still in Miami, I think. My understanding, he was detained there. His jet is in...
His jet's in Antigua, yeah, but he's not there.
No.
Okay.
That's what I... When I went to bed last night before the bridge collapsed, that horrifying story out of Baltimore, that was the story I was following, was this whole Diddy thing. And by the way, these rumors about Diddy and sex trafficking and just being horrible has been around for years. I mean, hell, Cat Williams was alluding to it when he did his interview recently with Shannon Sharp. 50 Cent has been talking about Diddy for years. 50 Cent's going crazy on social media. Aubrey O'Day, remember her from Danity Kane? From Making the Band? She's been trashing Diddy for years, talking about this kind of stuff for years. That dude is in trouble. He's
Federal agents are raiding both of your homes.
Yeah, it's not.
And there's about 30 of them in each city.
That's real trouble.
That's big time trouble.
Nah, he's bad news. You just could tell he's bad news. I'm sorry. I used to watch him Making the Band stuff. I saw how he would intimidate those kids. Diddy's not a great guy at all.
Didn't he have the former girlfriend file a suit for sexual abuse.
Cassie. Oh, there's been so many. As Cakes mentioned, there's a bunch of lawsuits.
Sexual assaults.
Every kind of incident you can think of. There's legendary, like, Breakfast Club, like, interviews and, like, live stream interviews of Diddy. If you go down the wormhole of Diddy, like, when Diddy's drinking and when Diddy starts talking, go down the wormhole. It's wild.
One of his former managers said he was forced to solicit prostitutes and have sex with them. I mean, there's just so many stories.
Oh, yeah.
There's just so many of them.
With the media circus there yesterday, one of the neighbors, like, pulled up, and he starts shouting from his car. He goes, Diddy has people over all the time, every night. Busloads of girls come out, underage girls, at 3 o'clock in the morning into his house. He goes,
like,
I'm tired
of it. In bikinis.
Yeah, in bikinis.
Yeah.
He's shouting at the camera.
Put him away forever.
The problem is,
Diddy's your neighbor. like the shenanigans that are going on there.
Nightmare. The problem is, Diddy's just part of the problem. This is just the beginning, the tip of the iceberg. Who's he going to take down?
Who are the other names?
Just go into the wormhole. You'll find out all the names you can imagine.
Huh? Who's in this wormhole?
Seems like a weird, creepy place.
A lot of people, believe me, a lot of people. Just go watch live videos of Diddy just talking, like when he's hammered. And I mean,
No, I've never watched those.
There's a lot of stuff.
But just watching this video, I mean, of him just walking around the parking lot in Miami.
Screwed.
I mean, he looks like he is.
This seems like a weird video for like a Stern clip with Usher. As a guest of Stern, I'm not sure when this is from, but Usher revealed that when he was 13, he was sent to live with Diddy at what he referred to as the, quote, puffy flavor camp. That sounds weird. And describes how he was exposed to sexual acts when he was 13 years old and living with Diddy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's also a video bizarre of Diddy talking about waking up with Usher. And then he caught himself on a live stream. Diddy is wild. He's bad news.
I don't want to go to Puffy Flavor Camp, just to let everybody know.
There's video of Justin Bieber.
I don't want to go to any man's flavor camp.
No.
Stay far, like Shrek said, far, far away.
He's bad. I'm telling you, he's bad news. And there's always been rumors that he was involved in all of that, you know, the Tupac, Biggie stuff, like knee-deep involved in all that. And if actually you look, there's been a lot of death around Diddy, too.
Well, why did it take so long? If he was doing this for years and all throughout the 90s and early 2000s,
well, the
why is it 2024? And
maybe it's taking this long to build a real case? I don't know.
I think he's become a liability now, so they had to take him out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, people know. They know.
Yeah, but he's right. He should have been.
He's been a liability.
He should have been in jail
now
years
ago. He's a liability,
ago.
So now he's got to go.
There was video.
This is how it works.
They said it was at Diddy's last Hollywood party, and he was like,
looks horrified, right?
He looks horrified. He was like sitting by himself on a bench, and Flavor Flav's there, and Flavor Flav won't even look at him.
Yeah.
And he's ignoring him.
Well, they said that one of the Grammy parties they had to cancel because they didn't want Diddy to show up. They had to have it at a secret location. Yeah. He's not in the club anymore. See, he's out of the club now.
He's been kicked out.
He's too toxic. For the most toxic industry.
Drabby, did you see, speaking of Flavor Flav, did you see who he was cozying up to recently? Legendary rock performer.
Who's that?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah, I saw him at his concert.
He was just going crazy at a Bruce show.
Was he?
Flavor Flav was having the time of his life.
They had a terrible photo of Bruce at one of his more recent concerts.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah, he looked like an old lady.
He looks kind of frail.
Yeah.
He looks.
He might be sick. Is he sick? Does he have something going on? Because he used to look ripped.
Yeah, he looks kind of like a stiff wind would blow
over. He's old.
He's like 73,
right?
But
like, there's pictures of him just a couple years ago, like on a bench with no shirt on. That guy.
I feel like I missed my window to go see him live.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I saw him now, the show would still be good.
I think I've seen him twice.
Like,
is that your mom all the time?
My mom would stalk him.
I missed his prime.
My mom would stalk him outside of, you know, whatever venue she went to.
Right.
She would try and track him down and follow him to hotels.
Right.
She was crazy for him.
She loved her. She loved the Bulls.
She did.
Big fan.
Well, anyway, I thought that was going to be
a huge story.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it was bad news when I saw that, and it sounds like he was not on the jet, but when it says the flight path of his plane appears to be headed towards Cape Verde. I don't know where that is. And then the next sentence is, Cape Verde has no extradition treaty with the United States. So if you're getting on a bird and you're flying to a place that can't ship you back to the U.S. to stand trial, that's generally not a great look.
I feel like they would have worked something out.
They would have got his ass.
If you said, Cakes, go find Cape Verde on a map, and here's a pushpin, I wouldn't know where to,
no,
I wouldn't know
nobody
where to
would
put
know.
It. I don't know where that place is.
There are like crypto guys that are on the run.
Oh, there are? Crypto bros?
I was reading about one guy.
That are fleeing the country?
Looks like it's in Africa.
Okay.
Cape Verde is? If Diddy wanted to get away, he'd have to go underground.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he can just go to some place that allegedly doesn't have extradition.
My man Mikey Botts isn't on the run, is he?
Have you heard from him lately?
I have heard from him. No, it's just a joke.
Oh, okay.
He's not on the run.
I hope Mikey Botts is all right.
Just because he's a crypto guy.
Oh, okay, gotcha. No, but I'm talking about like a real crypto guy.
Yeah, like the Winklevosses. Yeah,
or like the Sam Bankman-Fried,
Right, that have more than like four Bitcoins.
There's one guy, he was being interviewed a couple weeks ago. He actually did a podcast from wherever he is in the world. He won't say where he is. He's been on the
undisclosed
run.
Undisclosed location.
Yeah, his partner's in jail or did jail time.
Okay.
And he's on the run. And they ask him if he feels guilty about losing like billions of his investors' dollars. And he just starts laughing. And he goes, businesses go bankrupt.
Right. People get screwed.
Yeah. I mean, it's infuriating.
The way of the world.
Infuriating.
Hey, was Brett a big Diddy guy? I feel like Brett loved
Diddy.
Yes, I think
Diddy. He was probably. A big Diddy
guy. This guy, the guy that's in Puerto Rico, is a big Diddy guy.
But I think you're right. I think Brett was a pretty big Diddy guy.
I've always maintained he was a no talent, worst dancer, terrible rapper. He just, he got hooked up with talented people.
Didn't he overbook a show like in Chicago way back in the day and people like died in a stampede like trying to get out? Like that was Diddy, right? And that was a lot. That was like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
And I've never purchased Ciroc vodka.
I haven't either.
Ever.
You know what? Buy Scotty's vodka.
Exactly.
Maryland made.
And I'll never, ever buy Ciroc vodka.
Not Diddy made. Maryland made.
Correct.
1,000 greater than signs. I'm going to hook up my man Scotty. Or he's going to hook me. Let's
so hopefully we'll hear in the next, garage. I don't know, a week that he's charged.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a long time.
But charge his ass.
He's going down.
Good.
Yeah. Not good news if your name rhymes with Schmitty, like Diddy. Not good for him. All right, coming up next, we will get back into the NFL draft. We'll be joined by Tony Pauline, consulting editor and NFL draft guru / analyst at sportskeeda.com. He'll join us next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.